Hi, officer.
Fiji glared at him, but Manfred kept on talking.
Thanks for coming so quickly. I don't know how much you know about what's been happening here lately, but we've been having trouble with people from this group coming into Midnight and attacking us.
By the time he'd finished, Fiji had calmed down a bit.
Not exactly the way I heard it.
That brought both Manfred and Fiji up short.
What do you mean?
The way I see it is you got some kind of dispute with Price Eggleston's political group. First, the widow of one of them starts living here with one of you Midnight people, and she goes missing. Turns up dead. Two of them come over here to talk to the guy she was living with, and they vanish. Poof. Then two of them come over here to find out why the first two vanished, maybe go a little overboard, and they get arrested. Then their little hunting club gets burned down. Now they come over here and let off some steam, and here I am, and they've left, having done nothing.
Fiji and Manfred darted a glance at each other. Fiji could tell Manfred was as shocked as she was at this interpretation of events. She left it to him to answer.
But we don't know what happened to the two that disappeared, and we didn't go set anything on fire.
Gomez's eyes went from him to Fiji. Her mouth pulled up at one corner in a distinctly skeptical way.
Right. Well, they're gone now. No one's hurt, and I'm going back on patrol.
I'm glad Sheriff Smith doesn't share your views.
Mr. Snuggly stood and stepped closer to Gomez, who took a step back.
That's your assumption, that he doesn't.
Gomez got back into her car. She leaned out the open window.
Better pick up your cat. It would be a shame if he got run over.
It was the most malevolent sound Fiji had ever heard from the cat. She was proud of him. Gomez shut her window hastily and sped away.